Welcome to XO Amanda Rose, a podcast that talks all things love, dating, relationships, and everything in between. Amanda is a nationally renowned celebrity matchmaker, dating expert, and entrepreneur with several national companies in the dating industry. She is obsessed with helping you achieve radical love, living the life of your dreams, and having the time of your life along the way. If you're looking to up-level your love life, you've come to the right place. Sit back, grab a glass of champagne, and let's get started.
In today's episode, I want to talk about claiming what you want to happen in your life. What do you want to see come into your physical space? Because when we claim stuff and we boldly believe it and go after it in faith, that's when the miracles happen. And this is not just in your dating life. This is in every relationship. This is in your business, your relationships, it could be your wellness, whatever it is, finances. We have to step out in faith. We have to step out in boldness to claim what we want to see happen in our life. And I see this in the dating and relationship space all the time. It's how people, what they speak out into existence, because what we speak can either create life or it can create destruction. Just like the Bible verse says, you know, our words speak life or death. And it's so true. So we can boldly claim what we want to see happen in our life with expectancy and that faith, or we can speak words of destruction. And I see it on both sides from, you know, all kinds of people. For example, just the other day, I was recruiting potential matches for a client, and I approached a woman that physically looked like his type. And I, you know, just approached her. I don't know anything about her. I don't know if they're compatible or not. At this point in my recruiting process, I just know she looks like someone he would be attracted to, right? But I have to go much deeper than that. I have to dig deep into their compatibility factors. But the first thing that came out of her mouth is when I approached her, I said, she said, well, there's no more good men in Savannah. And I thought, well, if you believe that, then yes, you're right. Because that's all you're going to get. You're not going to get the good men in Savannah. But your statement is not the ultimate truth. Of course there's good men in Savannah. Of course there's good men in every city. You just have not found them. So you're speaking this destruction over your dating life, and you're limiting yourself to not experiencing the fullness of finding a good partner, finding a good man. You don't know where he's at. You have not met every man in that city. I guarantee you have not met every man in that city, and new people move to that area all the time, right? And that's just not Savannah. It's every city out there, every location out there. People move. There's people that are not on dating apps. There's people that you haven't, that just got on a dating app or just got out of a relationship, and or maybe not just got out of one, but now maybe they're just ready to get back into the dating world. You just never know. For example, like my husband, he actually had moved to my hometown a year before we met, right? And my hometown it's a smaller city. It's Louisville, Kentucky, or Louisville for those who are not from there. But a lot of times it feels like everybody knows everybody because the social circles are so, like, there's like always like one degree of separation. A lot of people grew up there. We went to high school there. You know, like, it's just so many people know each other, and everybody hangs out kind of in the same spots. And, you know, and honestly, some days I felt like that. Like, I don't know if I'm going to meet my person in the city. I never felt like grounded in that city. Like, I always felt like, you know, it was more than that. And like I needed to move or something like that. But the thing was, I wasn't saying all the good men in that city were gone. I just knew that I could meet him somewhere else. But I love how God just puts everything together perfectly. My husband now moved there a year before we met. We just happened, we didn't hang out in the same social circles. You know, he didn't know a lot of people. I knew a lot of people. because I had was born and raised there, and my business was there, and everything, like I knew the city. So, but he just decided to get on a dating app. He got out of a relationship, maybe about a was it about a not quite a year before we met or whatever it was. I had just got out of a relationship about a year before we met, or a few months. I was dating people, but like I got out of a serious relationship about a year before we met. And then he got on a dating app, Bumble, and then I decided to get on more out of the I wanted to research like what was going out on in the dating world, like what was out there, what were people putting on their dating apps, stuff like that, because that's my job is to kind of research things and see what's going on in the dating world. And I was swiping through, just looking at profiles, and I came across his profile, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna swipe on this guy to keep him for myself. We'll see what happens if he swipes back or whatever. But there was just something about him that caught my attention. And I think I swiped on another guy. Nothing, nobody that kept my attention very long. But anyway, long story short, we ended up chatting, hit it off. We started dating, and here we are now. We moved to a different state. We have a baby, like we're married. So you never know what can happen. But I'd never put it in my mind that all the good men were gone in that area. I knew there were men out there that I had never met before. I was not going to put myself in that bitter mindset and limiting mindset that, there were no more good men out there. That's not something that's going to benefit you. It's not going to help you find your one. It's going to limit you and keep you stuck. And I could tell just by her response that she had a lot of brokenness inside. She had a lot of healing that needed to take place. And I felt bad for her in a sense because I could just feel her bitterness. I could feel her negativity and that she had been hurt bad. And a lot of us have been hurt. That's the thing. Gosh, I talk to women every day and I know there's a lot of stuff that's happened in your life and your relationships. People have done you wrong. They've done me wrong. They've done a lot of us wrong, right? And it's heartbreaking and it's hard to get back out there. And it's to be able to give your heart to someone again and open up and do that again and again and again after heartbreak over after heartbreak is incredibly hard. I get it. I've been there. I've been married before, actually twice. I don't talk about it much because it's a lot, but I've healed from it. I've learned from it, and my heart was broken more than once, not just with someone I was married to, but with like past relationships. More times probably than I can count. But I know that God created me, He created you to live life to the fullest, to not let someone else have the power over us, right? Don't let someone else have so much power that they completely crush your heart, that they crush your the purpose and the plan that God has for you. And so I'm kind of going on a tangent here. I didn't expect, I had something else totally planned for this podcast, but I think it all ties together. And so when that happens, it's important to process the heartbreak, sit in it, and not cover it up and push it under the rug or become bitter, but to really move through it so that you can get on the other side and live life to the fullest. Don't let some man have so much power over you, like some crappy man have so much power over you that he pretty much brings so much destruction to your life that it crushes you. It crushes your spirit. It crushes your heart. And you don't move forward and you don't take the decision to go follow your dreams and make something better out of your life without him in it. Because someone like that does not deserve your time, your energy, or your space. He does not deserve that power over you. You are giving him your power when you stay stuck in that heartbreak and that bitterness. He still has power over you. And I just think about that, like my ex-husband, who is like was declared clinically by a psychologist a narcissist. He has a narcissistic disorder. I can just see if I stayed bitter and hateful and just like did nothing with my life. I know he would be so smug about that. Like, he would love that. But the thing is, I'm doing way better than him, and it feels damn good, right? Like, I'm remarried to an amazing man. We have a baby together. We moved to the Carolinas, which was on my like bucket list to move to. I love living here. My business is flourishing. I have this amazing business that I didn't, when I was married to this my ex. And I there's so many th amazing things are going on, and I wouldn't be here if I was still with him, right? So I just think about that, and I think I'm never going to let someone have that much power over me to destroy and crush my spirit, because God's purpose for me is much bigger than that. Other humans are going to hurt me, they're going to disappoint me, they're going to, they're not going to live up to the expectations I would have for them, maybe, but that's not the end of my journey, and it's not the end of my story, because they don't have that ultimate power. God has the ultimate power on how I live my life if I choose to give it to him. He has the ultimate power to heal my heart completely and let me experience love again, right? And there's still things that I've noticed and that I deal with, like that I need even deeper healing about. But I'm so much better than I was. So anyway, just talking to this woman, I realized she is claiming these things into her life and making it miserable. She's claiming these miserable things and deciding to, that's how it's going to be, right? So, but you have the power to claim something different. You have the power to claim a different type of life. You have the power to claim, I am going to meet an amazing man. Are you going to stay in your city? Are you going to stay in Savannah? I'm just using that as an example. You could say, I am going to meet an amazing man in Savannah. I don't know him yet. Maybe he's going to move here. Maybe he's getting out of a relationship or healing from a relationship. You don't know, right? He could show up at any moment. And instead of being bitter, which is a major turnoff and not attractive at all, like as soon as she said that, her attractive, like the level of attractiveness immediately dropped. Like, 'cause you can just see the bitterness over someone's face when they, when they say things like that. And so when you stay in the mindset and you decide to heal from any heartbreak, you are not only you're going to radiate a different type of energy. You're going to radiate joy. You're going to radiate happiness. And those types of qualities are so attractive to men. Men, when they walk in a room, they look for women that are approachable, that are friendly, that radiate that friendliness and that happiness. Not the woman with resting bitch face. I'm sorry, gals, but that's not who the men like gravitate towards. They gravitate to the girl that looks approachable. And so, if you have any bitterness in you, I want to encourage you to heal it. I want you to start claiming what you want out of life, not what you just experienced. Yeah, we've all experienced a crappy relationship or a crappy man, right? But instead of just saying there's no more good men out there, or all men are cheaters, or all men are this or that, whatever, I want you to switch those words and start claiming what you want, what you desire. What is your heart's desire of what you want to claim for your life? And if you haven't yet, I want to encourage you to get my journal, Praying for Mr. Right. It's like 21 days of prayers and affirmations about, and it's exactly that. It's claiming what you want for your future husband. It is full of those positive affirmations, claiming and declaring what you want to come into your life. There is none of that like negative Nancy stuff. There's none of that. It's about healing, claiming, and declaring what you want God to do in your life and believing for it with your whole heart. And it's for 21 days, but I encourage you to go back and claim it again and keep claiming it and declaring it until you believe it with your whole heart. And because that's where it's at. When you start claiming these things, that's when the magic happens, when the manifestation happens. And I do this with business too. I do this with a lot of areas of my life, like my kids, my relationship with my husband. And I've been I have a notification on my phone, a reminder that pops up every day. It says, pray for one thing with boldness today, with like absolutely boldness. Like, I'm going to call it out. I'm going to claim it. It's going to happen. I'm going to let it soak into my spirit. And I'm going to believe it 100% that it is on its way to me, whatever it may be. It might be, you know, let's say me and my husband are having an argument, and we need some kind of like, some kind of shift to get us on the same page, right? I'm going to claim that we're going to experience this shift, and it has happened for me. Like, just this past couple months, I claimed a certain income goal. It happened for me, above and beyond, actually. It was a lot more than what I claimed. So when you claim things and you start activating that faith, God honors that and he will bless you. It doesn't always happen overnight. It could take time. There's things that I've claimed for years and didn't happen for, you know, like years, but I did not let go of that faith. I kept at it. And I didn't, you know, sometimes there was those ebbs and flows, like, oh my gosh, is this ever going to happen? But then I got switched my mindset. I'm like, no, it is going to happen because I know this is God wants what's for my highest self, right? He wants the best for me. He doesn't want me in this, you know, struggling and going through like any mindsets that are not of him, right? So it might take a learning, you know, sometimes those pauses in between receiving something, that manifestation is sometimes a really good learning experience that maybe God needs to teach you something in between those pauses, right? And that's okay. Just make sure you stay on track and you focus on what you want to claim. So I want you to today write down, what do you want to happen in your life? Like, what are those biggest desires and goals and dreams? Is it a relationship with a man that, like, you're getting married, he's going to propose to you soon, you know, things like that? Are you ready to get married? Are you ready to find that man of your dreams? Are you ready to like open your own business? Are you ready to hit, you know, 50,000 a month in income, whatever it is? I want you to claim it with expectancy and faith and write it down. And that is your bold prayer. And I want you to every single day declare it like it's yours, like it is happening for you, because things are working on your behalf behind the scenes that you don't know of to put you in the right places at the right time and to make those things happen if you just hold on to it and boldly declare it, right? Or the power of our words speak life, our destruction. So be mindful about what you're speaking into your life and the lives of those you love. And what's cool about the book that or the journal I wrote too is it's not only makes you claim or has you like claim and declare the things that you want in your future husband, but it also is claiming and declaring the things in his life right now. So wherever he is, you don't know who he is at this moment, but that's okay. You're already praying over him. You're already claiming these things for him. And it's like this double like dose of manifestation in both of your lives to bring you together at a very powerful moment, because things are you're be claiming things for him. You don't know who he is, but God knows who he is. So you're already claiming these things over his life, and God's going to bring him in. This man that doesn't even know you yet has a woman that's already claiming things for him and praying over him. How powerful is that? I mean, that's pretty freaking amazing, right? So I encourage you to get that book. It's called Praying for Mr. Right, 21 Days of Prayers and Affirmations. You can grab it on Amazon. You can get an ebook or the paperback, which I highly encourage the paperback because you can, it has a place where you can journal everything, write things out, write affirmations, write your prayers out, write your relationship goals, all kinds of stuff. So highly, highly recommend that you grab that. It's like $11, I think, guys. Like, that is so. This is one of my favorite things, and I'm like, it's only $11, and it could really change some lives if people really take advantage of this. Anyway, so grab that. I will put it in the show notes, and I want you to today write something out, grab that piece of paper, and claim what you desire. Don't wait. Start today. Okay, I love you guys. Have a blessed day, and I will see you on the next episode.